It is very common to go into a store and see somebody who wants to pick either a can of food or packet food. First, you see the person will spend some time looking at the nutrition contents, the nutrition facts about this food. First, the fat contents, sodium, carbohydrates, carbs, and all that, before he or she finally takes it to the counter to pay for it. Why is the person doing this? He knows that if you eat anything that is not healthy, it's not good for you. Because as Feuerbach said, he says, we become what we eat. Therefore, a lot of people here are very cautious about what they eat, what they consume. We don't want to eat a lot of fat or sodium or carbohydrate. This is because you are trying to maintain just this physical life. Today, the Lord Jesus continues with the discourse on bread of life. He tells us that he is the bread of life. If you go by what Feuerbach says, we become what we eat, then you will know what Jesus says. Jesus says, he who eats my body and drinks my blood remain in me and I in him. If you look through the short passage we have just read this morning, he says, whoever eats four times, eats my flesh, eats this bread, will live forever. This means he is giving us food that will lead us to eternal life. And this goes to fulfill, because this is very essential to his mission, his ministry. I came that you may have life and have it in abundance. Not like the food your fathers ate, your ancestors ate in the desert. They were all dead. But this very bread, which I shall give, whoever eats will live forever. This is because this is the bread that comes down from heaven. My dear friends in Christ, he keeps on emphasizing that. He wants to show us how important we are to him and to the Father. He came that we may have life. On the cross, he said, it is finished. Everything is done. One would have expected him to stop there, but no. He left himself for us so that we continue to eat, so that we continue to unite with him. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. That eternal union, that is what he wants for us. And the only way to unite like this is to eat his body and drink his blood. So, my dear friends in Christ, he is not talking about the physical life that sometimes we spend so much about what we eat, what we drink, but the life that will live forever. The food we eat here finishes when we are dead. It doesn't help us outside dead. But this is the food that when you eat, you will live. And that means then that he is not just talking about physical food, but the spiritual one, that you may have life. That you may have life. And in order to have this life, then you must eat this bread that came down from heaven. The food that I will give is my body for the life of the world. And so, my dear friends in Christ, he is just openly telling us his mission is to bring us to be with him, to have that life that he shed his life, he shed his blood for, to have that life, to be with him, because he had already prayed to the Father that all you have given to me may be with me. So the only way then is as he has invited us to eat. It says, whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the reason we are here is because we belong to a family that has life after this, a family that has hope of another life. And the only way to pass through and get to this other life is to be with him who is life eternal, lives in me and I in him. And so to live with him, that he may live with you, is to eat this bread of life. We are blessed that God so loved us. John tells us, for he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Whoever believes in him. Believe in the word of I say, that is what he tells us. And so what he tells us this morning is, whoever eats this bread, the bread that he has left for us, the bread that we continue to eat. And how do we eat this? That evening, before he left, during the Last Supper, he picked up bread. That was not the first time he ate supper with his disciples. That was not the first time he drank wine with his disciples. No, but this one was very special. And therefore, he picked up bread. They all saw it. They are all familiar with it. They know it. But this time, he brought in something new. Take all of you and eat. For this is my body. It's not the regular bread you see anymore. This is my body. And that's the only way to continue to feed us. Because at the end he tells them, do this in memory of me. And the mystery we have here is that right from that moment, the people he gave that authority, the apostles, handed this over. And it continues till this morning when the priest will offer this. This is my body. Because he wants us to continuously eat this bread. And so, my dear friends in Christ, when this happens, we know we are united with him. Because he wants us to live. And that's why you see St. John, almost the whole chapter of chapter 6, dwells on this bread of life. Because it's so important for the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you eat this, you have life. So he invites us to do it. And so it continues. We pray and ask God to help us, not just to be members, but also to eat this flesh, so that we may have life, that at the end we'll be with him.